first-person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Angelina Hibben tells the story of her immigrant parents.
The church bells clanged at the end of Mass. Ruth shielded her eyes from the sun as she exited St. Peter's Italian Catholic Church. She didn't know it yet, but she was moments away from meeting her future husband. My parents met in 1978 in Los Angeles. Ruth had been living in the U.S. for almost 12 years by then. She had crossed the border from Mexico when she was 18. Her mother and stepfather had arranged to have an American couple drive her and her siblings across the border in their station wagon, passing off the children as their own. She was the eldest of 13 siblings. Six had been born in Mexico, and after her father died, seven more were born in the U.S. when my grandmother remarried. Across the church parking lot, Michael stood nervous, wiping his brow. His name at birth had been Eustaquio Vito. He was from a small town in the Puglia region of southern Italy. His immigration story began in 1964 on the East Coast on a student visa and winded its way west to L.A. where his sister was living, working as an engineer. While their immigration journeys to the U.S. were starkly different, my parents both shared the same faith and dream of having a family of their own. So when Michael made the bold move of introducing himself, Ruth accepted his outstretched hand and invitation to dinner, smiling at how his heavy accent matched hers. They were married for 27 years after only dating for 3 months.
Angelina Hippen is a writer living in Bonny Doon. For first person singular, this is Matilda Rance.